Hello there from behind the O-line. This is Trammon episode 199. My name is Kirk, and as always, I'm joined by my friend and conductor, Christian Rainwater.
What's up, everybody? Our big third topic of the week is the Disneyland Railroad.
Toot toot.
Hello, everyone. Welcome aboard Trammon, a Disneyland podcast. Please lower your head and watch your step while boarding. As a courtesy to other passengers, we ask that there be no eating, drinking, or smoking on board. In just a few moments, we will begin our trip into the Disneyland Resort news and topic of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, this tram is ready to depart. Driver, you are clear.
The Disneyland Railroad. So when Walt Disney was sitting on a bench in Griffith Park watching his girls on the carousel, he was really just thinking, how can I justify building a full-size railroad?
Yes, he was. 100%.
He didn't care about the carousel.
Yeah.
He just was like, I think this is the answer.
Yeah.
I think I cracked the code.
He was a madman.
Yeah.
He really was.
So, yeah, Walt Disney was obsessed with railroads and trains. He had a little one in his backyard, a little weirdo.
That he would invite like really high-end people come to his house and ride on his little train.
I mean, what was fun back then?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah,
nothing true. Was fun. They had candles and nothing.
There's that picture of him and Salvador Dali just on his little train, and they're just like smiling.
Yeah. Kimmy, you. Yes, you. Send me the picture of Walt Disney on Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway so I can post it this week. There's a picture of him on the train.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's adorable. Because it's like he created Mickey and the railroad and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it was an opening day attraction because it is quite possibly the reason for Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we haven't done this in a while. Let's head to Disneyland.com.
Oh, we have not.
Embark on a relaxing 18-minute scenic journey aboard an authentic steam-powered train around Disneyland Park for any height, all ages, and it is a slow ride, dark and loud. Ride the legendary rails, steam along the banks of the rivers of America, and behold rugged landscapes inspired by four of America's majestic rivers. Okay, I was going to save the shout-out to River for later, but there's two now. I can't avoid a shout-out to River. The Mississippi, the Columbia, the Missouri, and the Rio Grande. Each are carefully recreated, complete with indigenous rock formations, wildlife, and picturesque waterfalls. Okay, this is about the train. Come on. Like, what are we doing with the rivers right now? Between Tomorrowland and Main Street USA stations, a special treat awaits. See Walt Disney's legendary dioramas of the Grand Canyon and primeval world, Land of the Dinosaurs, where you'll encounter a thrilling prehistoric land of towering audio animatronic dinosaurs come to life.
It's the best, man. I love going through Primeval World and all that stuff. It's so cool.
Yeah, we'll definitely dive into that at the end because it's actually the last thing you do.
Yeah.
So, find a station. The Disneyland Railroad is a handy way to get around the park. Trains are scheduled to arrive every 5 to 10 minutes at most times throughout the day and travel clockwise around the park. Hop on or off at one of four convenient stations. Main Street USA, New Orleans Square, Mickey's Toontown, and Tomorrowland. And finally, from the website, Name That Train. The five meticulously restored working narrow-gauge engines were named after American locomotive legends. The one exception is the Ward Kimball, named after the Disney animator who originally inspired Walt Disney's passion for the railway. The engines are C.K. Holliday, E.P. Ripley, Ernest Marsh, Fred Gurley, and Ward Kimball. So, Kimmy's definitely, I don't know if she remembers, but we saw the Fred Gurley docked at New Orleans Station. I'm like, I don't know if it's that one, but you will hear that one of them is named after an animator. So it was the Ward Kimball. But yeah, we have the five train engines. Right?
That's cool. I didn't know that they were named after locomotive legends.
Yeah. Which I didn't know existed.
Me either.
They have locomotive legends?
Yeah.
Cool.
C.K. Holliday is apparently one.
Yeah. Now, what's not here is the Lily Bell. Do you know what the Lily Bell is?
That's the caboose?
The special caboose.
Yeah, of one of them, right?
Yeah, that is not always in service or not always open.
Yeah.
You can oftentimes do like the walk-in waltz footsteps and they might have it open or certain VIP tours, not VIP tours, guided tours. And I think it's just named after his wife.
Yeah.
But it's like a done up little caboose car. But yeah.
Crazy that there's a straight up train in Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
That we can just go round and round.
Narrow
and round.
Gauge train.
That's what's a narrow gauge? Just narrow a smaller track?
Gauge.
More narrow track.
Engine. Let's see. Smaller gauge than standard gauge rails. The distance between the tracks is 2 feet or 2 feet, 6 inches. They can be laid more quickly. They can go around tighter curves. They can handle rough landscape. More space for passengers and freight. Interesting. Smooth air ride for faster speed. So what's the problem? Oh, however. Oh, man. They got me.
What?
It's the AI.
Oh, it literally cuts off at however?
No, it keeps going. But like they made it look... They took away more of the thing that makes it look like AI.
Oh. So
they took away the little stars.
Yeah.
However, they have reduced stability, so they can't run at high speeds. The AI. The AI. Okay. I think it's the curves. Easy on the curves.
Got it.
As opposed to 90 miles per hour, they can go to like 81. But yeah, so it's a thing. It's a real thing. So that's cool. What is standard? Oh, it's like half the size.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this other site says 750 millimeters, normal gauge, 1,435.
Yeah, stuff.
Okay. But that... 750... Whatever. Okay. Well, that's interesting. So... Yeah, those are the cars. And then we have the cars themselves, the passenger cars. We have the forward-facing.
Which is your favorite?
Okay, we'll talk about why I like forward-facing later.
Okay.
But you want the side-facing.
You 100% want the side-facing.
Because you're just getting more of everything. You can't see behind.
Yeah.
But it's facing Disneyland. So, because the train goes clockwise along the berm or the border. The dirt mound. So yeah, the big freight car looking things with the open sides, that's like you face the dioramas, you face the park. You don't face the backs of people's heads. Why do they even have the other one?
I don't know. Nobody likes it.
Oh yeah. There's literally one reason that's good for it and we'll come back. But yeah. So those are basically it. Now there are the cabooses, the regular ones. Which have more space and you kind of face each other or something, right? It's like a...
Really?
Hold on. Disneyland. Remember Freddie was trying to get us on that?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah, but and I don't want the Lily Bell, though.
That's the popular one.
Yeah. It's the Lily Bell presidential train car.
Presidential train?
Yeah.
Well. What does it take to be called presidential? Like the top
executive.
One. Presidential, I feel like, is higher than executive.
No, Rain, what are the three branches of government?
Hold on. No, lost it.
Do you know one branch of government?
If once you say them, I'm going to be like, yes.
One starts with L.
L?
Yes.
Legislative.
Yeah. Okay. Hey. What's the other one?
Give me another letter.
No. J.
Judicial.
Yeah. All right. Boom, what's baby. The last one, Rain? We just said it.
Legislative, judicial, and presidential.
No.
What?
Executive. That's it. Executive. It's the best.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's not what that means. But
I'm proud of myself.
You did get there. You did get there.
It took me a little while.
It's better than not knowing at all.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, yeah. The side-facing trains are, of course, better for many reasons. Yeah. Unless makes you motion sick. I don't know. But you get to see a lot more and the long benches and all that. Mm-hmm. But you kind of have to sit with other people. Like, we got on the forward-facing ones, and we took two rows. And Jeff was like, oh, I don't know if it was Jeff. Someone said, like, are you going to scoot in case other people? I'm like, no one else get in this row. Wait for the next train, buddy. This is like your conversation about the saving spaces and whatever. It's like, look, I'm just trying to have a nice day.
Yeah.
All right. You don't have to get on this train right now. You could walk there faster. Unless it prays.
There's like 60 other rows on the train.
Yeah, yeah, get out of here.
Yeah.
Skedaddle. Okay. So let's start at Main Street Station. You can see it before you're properly in the park. You can see it way outside the park.
You can.
But you can see it past the turnstiles before you're on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Got the little clock on it.
It's a landmark of Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Like, it's one of those, because I think it's the first thing you see right on top of the Mickey floral. People not all the time know what it is, but they know there's a building there. Like,
they don't know it's the train station?
I don't think a lot of people know it's a train station. They just know that's Disneyland.
Interesting.
Yeah. I could be wrong. Maybe everyone does.
Yeah, it's got a flagpole with the American flag, but also there's the Disney flag. There's a flag of Disneyland there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? I have a picture of it when Kimmy and I stood outside the gates.
Oh, on the other side. Not on the floral side.
No, it's on the floral
side. On the floral side?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm going to find it here. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, the wind's not blowing
on this. It's one. All flat.
Okay, you can kind of... Okay, zoom in the middle right there.
Mm-hmm.
It won't stay zoomed, that's why.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, add those to the album because, heck yeah. Use some pandemic photos. Why not? Okay. So, yeah. Nice brick station. I almost bought that Lego a few times.
Did you?
Because it was the Disneyland one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't care about this. Where's this guy?
Was it just the building? Or was there a train?
Came with a train and, like, Goofy and everything.
Dang.
Disneyland.
I remember this thing.
Railroad Lego. Yeah, for the first time, it was our park. Well, because the Disneyland Railroad is what matters.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that. Mickey up front. That's Dale. Chip's up there. Goofy, Minnie. Oh, it says Disney Station, though. Sneaky, sneaky. Disney train and station. Batteries.
Ooh. The clock?
It's a train.
You think the train actually moves?
Yeah, it says powered train.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Well, that's some good perspective right there. Okay. It's a Disney flag and a Mickey flag. Cool.
Nice.
Check that out, everyone. Okay. So I love waving at everyone as you pass under the bridge.
Do you?
Yeah. It's fun. One of my favorite memories was I was there the night the railroad was closing forever. Mm-hmm. And like all the conductors jumped out of the train and they were like, see you in 2 years or whatever. Like, because remember it closed for Galaxy's Edge?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about for the pandemic.
No,
shoot, I didn't know people knew we were going to close that long.
No.
Yeah, okay, I remember that.
Yeah. You know, the people that go by, kids love getting waved at, all that kind of stuff. And then, you go inside, and if you decide to hop on the train, do the Grand Circle Tour, which you can only do up front, head up the big steps. It's a grand entrance, and you hear the old school announcer. What is it? Now boarding.
Now arriving, no?
All I know is the Disneyland Limited.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to do the whole thing. But yeah, the Grand Circle Tour, you go all the way around. It does not go continuously. When it says 18 minutes, I'm like,
sure.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Sure, pal. The outdoor queue up there, it feels like hopeless, right? Yeah. It just feels like it's going to take... No one's getting off at Main Street because they got on... I don't know. But... The inside is really cool. There's like some little exhibits. They have like these posters. They have models. One like really old one with a plaque and everything. And my favorite, the map of the trains in service with the lights.
Coolest thing, man. Seeing it's a big map and it has a bunch of lights and those lights indicate where all the trains are.
Yeah.
Currently in the park.
Yeah.
So cool.
So So I love that. And, you know, sometimes they'll push you through. Sometimes they're like, hey, you hang out in here.
Yeah.
That train's not coming yet. So that's always fun. But then when you hop on, you get on the route to New Orleans Square, which I feel like is the shortest jump, right?
From one station to the next station? Yes. Yeah, it is. It's quick.
Yeah, so the whole thing is basically the foliage behind Jungle Cruise.
Jungle Cruise is so big, man.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
But it's not a waste the way Autopia is.
Yeah.
Jungle Cruise is wonderful.
It doesn't feel big when you're on it. I mean, it does, but...
Think about it. It's a long ride.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wines and stuff and...
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there's a little puma, or jaguar.
Yeah, right? I did not know about this.
Okay, I saw it today in a video. Mm-hmm. It's tiny.
Is it?
It's, like, in the grass. It's not, like, standing there like the way Jungle Cruise is.
Yeah.
So, like, here.
We saw this when we were with...
Did you see it when they were shining the light? I did not see it.
Really?
Yeah. You saw how tiny it is, right?
Yeah.
It's just, like, over a... Now I'm just getting Lego recommendations. Google, you are terrible. And that's it. That's all of them. Hmm. Maybe, is it a jaguar?
I think it is a jaguar.
What's the difference between a puma and a
jaguar? No idea. I don't think there is a difference, right?
Black Panther.
Somebody told me Black Panther is the same thing as a jaguar.
Jaguar versus Black Panther. There's no way. Seven differences.
Oh, okay. Never
mind. Yeah. No, it's all different things. Okay. So, just foliage. At night, nothing's going on there.
It's black.
Yeah.
It's pitch black.
During the day, you can kind of see backstage a little bit.
Yeah.
So not the best ride, but then as you arrive to New Orleans Square Station, you can kind of see the fireworks and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's like a little display.
Once you get out of the foliage.
Yeah, with like some stairs that lead to some mysterious underground. I don't know. But then you just kind of arrive at...
This is where the heads are, right?
Huh?
The big heads? Like the Mardi Gras heads.
The masks.
Oh, they're masks?
Yeah.
But they're heads. I mean, I guess it could be the same thing.
I don't know what you're talking about. They're like the...
They're where the fireworks are.
Yeah. I don't know. Masks? Fireworks? No.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. I don't know what heads you... Oh, the big...
Yeah.
The king. Okay, it's like the parade. Like, okay. Yeah, it's a cute little thing. But you just see it on the way there, which is funny because you won't see it after you leave. But, Rain, we have the infamous telegraph cable office.
Yeah.
At the station where a man wanted to start a fight with you.
He did.
Because he thought you were clacking on your iPhone keyboard.
He thought my keyboard sound was on. I'm not a monster. Get out of here.
Yeah, but as many of you know, there's a telegraph cable office and you can hear the telegraph click, 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 click. And it's the, I guess, Morse code version of Walt Disney's opening day speech at Disneyland.
Yeah, dude. As soon as that guy said that, there was like 10 people around us that were like, Walt Disney speech, bro. You know?
We're going to throw you in the vault, Disney.
Yeah.
It's a cool little thing to distract you from the fact that the train refuels at Orleans Station.
It's a loud water refuel there.
Yeah. So it is a steam engine, and there's a big water tower there that just fills up the train. And, dude, the steam that comes out when it fills is cool. Yeah. I saw it happen the other day. There's just a cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. I was actually taking pictures the other day because we were waiting for the reservation to pop or the check-in, you know, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And I was hoping you would notice. The conductor noticed and he like waved at me. I'm
nice.
Yeah, dude, don't worry. I waved back. Yeah. Like that's the shot.
That's cool.
Yeah. They were doing construction, so there was like scaffolding and stuff. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. You should send this to Eduardo. Creepy stuff at Haunted Mansion.
That is kind of creepy. Yeah.
So yeah, it's a cool little station. That's, I would say, one of the busier stations.
100%. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's like people think they're so far back because they're almost at Critter Country, and it's like one of the ends of the park. But then again, so is Toontown. And then again, so is Galaxy's Edge. Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland's the least busy.
Yeah, for sure.
Toontown can get busy.
Yeah.
But it's not always busy.
I think Tomorrowland's the least because it's the most hidden.
I forget it's there.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
So at New Orleans Station, I noticed they have like a ramp for the
ADA.
Yeah. And they ask you what you want to do. It was weird. Like there was like this whole thing, like, do you guys want to get on here, wait this, that? I'm like, I don't, can I just take a picture right here? Yeah. But yeah, it's always the busiest. And like the cable office thing is cool. And I like the little, I've mentioned it here before, the Westworld looking like backstage area. And I do like when you get off, it says Tom Sawyer Island on the sign. But if you choose to stay on, the long wait is worth it because you head down the route to Toontown Station through the big rock tunnel. So there's these huge brick looking things. And then you go in and it's a rock tunnel.
Yeah, which I didn't appreciate until we went on.
Why is that?
I just never even like thought about going through a tunnel. It's just I'm on the train.
I love tunnels and I love bridges.
Mm.
You make wishes in the tunnels?
Mm-mm.
No? You don't? Do you know about that?
Mm-mm.
When you go under a tunnel in the car, you're supposed to hold your breath and make a wish.
I've heard this, yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's like, there's no way I know this.
Yeah.
So you head through the tunnel, and in the tunnel is a window into Splash Mountain / Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Yeah. Not right now.
Yeah. They just block it off, and you forget it's there.
Yeah.
When you notice it, it's so cool. And you see the bright orange and the leaves kind of over you and then the railing, because I assume if you have to evacuate, and you could see the logs going through, and it's the splashdown scene where they're all singing on the Mark Twain.
Yeah.
It's not the Mark Twain. And yeah, it's one of those fun, like, it's like Disneyland is a living, breathing place type of feeling because it's all just integrated.
I would imagine there's still going to be a song there. Right.
Oh yeah, dude. It's gonna be the Bayou song.
Yeah.
They're not that's not gonna be a new song. It's going down the Bayou, like come on. Come on. It's gonna be that for sure. Then you go across one of my favorite things to see from above, the Critter Country Bridge.
Mm.
Actually, seeing from below too, there's some TNT on there.
Yeah,
I love a good red barrel, dude.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah. So you go across this huge wooden bridge. Super wide, and you head through Galaxy's Edge, kind of, but you kind of don't.
This is all the new section, right?
You're almost there.
Okay.
Yeah, but this is like the first bridge over Winnie the Pooh and that.
Okay.
And you do go through another tunnel, right? Did I put that here? Where else?
Before you hit Rivers of America?
No, never mind. It's a short tunnel.
Yeah.
It's like those
transitionary areas.
You know, it's like, you know, those covered bridges in America. It's like one of those. Yeah. And then you head on through that's where you go along the Rivers of America. And so as you go there, you know, you see the great views of the cabins and the waterfalls and whatever.
Native Americans.
Yeah. And
the new beavers.
Can you see the beaver from there?
I think so.
Yeah, it's just one.
The one that's chopping down the bridge? Yeah. Yeah.
So something I didn't notice until the last time we went on. The only reason that facing forward is cool. When we were in the back car, two rows from this spacious area in the caboose, you can see the front of the train curve around the river.
Yeah.
And it's like this Hogwarts Express feeling.
Yeah.
Where you can see the train and you're on the train at the same time. And that was like a wow moment for me. Because I don't know if I've ever sat all the way in the back facing forward.
Mm.
And that was just super cool. During the day, that's probably way cooler. Because we're kind of like, sun was getting real low.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's like my one reason. And this is where, you know, they give the little speech about the shaman and stuff. And then you go over Galaxy's Edge. The bridges that... There's these bridges where people head into Galaxy's Edge, but somehow you are shielded from Galaxy's Edge, and Galaxy's Edge is shield, like, you can't see it, it can't see you, but you're going over that. It's so genius.
They do a good job.
Yeah.
Because I can't, I know Galaxy's Edge is right there, but I can't see it.
Yeah. And I didn't mention this, you're kind of behind Hungry Bear too.
Yeah.
Which I love that little part. This is before that. Because mm-hmm. you can kind of see,
so you're see the dining
in the
area.
Back of Hungry Bear. Yeah. You just see the train go by.
Yeah.
And it's a cool feeling. But yeah, it's you just go over Galaxy's Edge and you just never think about it.
Yeah.
And it's a great effect over those bridges. And this is where you see the doghouse.
Yeah, that Freddy showed
Indiana
us.
On it, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
And there's a little dog.
It's so random. So random.
I don't remember the explanation.
I forgot it too. Something about when they're redoing Indiana Jones or something.
It's always when they're redoing something. Yeah. They moved a thing. Some dog that used to have a house. I don't know. Indy's doghouse. Yeah. And then you go through the tunnel, and it's a dark tunnel. It's dark during the day, too. And there are posters in there for, like, the Rainbow Caverns and Nature's Wonderland.
Why are they not lit?
Because it's an Easter egg.
Is it an Easter egg?
It has to be, dude. It's like, if you know, you know. It's a small little touch.
Yeah.
Because if it was lit, it wouldn't be like you're on a train anymore. You're like on a museum.
But they're not. When we were looking at them originally, I thought they were going to be traditional paper posters.
They're like painted on.
They're painted on.
Or vinyl.
No, that's paint.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's paint.
Yeah. So there's a. If next time you go through that tunnel, like Jeff used his flashlight. He didn't care.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Have you seen the flashlight on this watch, by the way? No. I blinded myself with it once.
Really?
You want me to blind you?
Yeah, sure.
You down? All right, this is for the video listeners only. So I hit the little flashlight, and I'm like, cool, flashlight. Yeah. And then I like really quickly like turned it up.
Oh, man.
And it was in the middle of the night, and I was like, ah! Yeah. All right. So yeah, go ahead, take a look, especially if you're on the side-facing ones. So after this, you see the Fantasyland Theater. And it's usually empty. And it's weird. Although I did see the train go by when I saw Tale of the Lion King.
Okay.
Which was cool. But that kind of shows you how big that theater is. You come in from behind it.
I wish they would use it more. I know they're using it a lot for Lion King, but...
Like, use it or don't.
Yeah.
Like, use it or get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Magical Map was huge, dude. It was always full.
Yeah.
Do you think now that Tale of the Lion King's gone, they're putting some...
Yeah. It's too big of an area to not, and it sucks up a good amount of people, and they want to attract people to Troubadour Tavern.
Will they do a Frozen show?
I think they are going to do some kind of princess thing.
No.
I don't think it's going to be specifically Frozen.
Like, you think it's going to be like Oaken and Kristoff and what's his face?
Hans.
No, forget Hans.
Olaf.
Just like a boys' night show. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely not.
Why? Because they're dorks. They're all silly.
I know.
No, but... all that else will show up.
Yeah.
But... with the trolls? Puppet trolls from Hong Kong.
I think it's going to be some kind of compilation, like Magical.
But they have the Royal Theater.
No. But like a compilation show, like Magical Mapples.
Like a Disney show.
Yeah. Mm. They're going to bring, they'll just bring one from the cruise ship.
They're going to bring Moana, Mirabel.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
All the B tiers. They were getting into C tier in Magical Map.
Who was C tier?
Pocahontas. Pocahontas for sure C tier. Sorry, Pocahontas stands out there.
It's discrimination. You know what, though? For a show and music, Pocahontas is A tier. Pocahontas fits with that kind of stuff. Think of like World of Color. She was not C tier. That was like, I'm here.
Yeah, you're right.
World of Color is I'm here for Pocahontas and Wally.
Yeah.
What were your top two? You like the Pirates.
Pirates.
And then what's the other one?
I like the Buzz section too.
I don't even.
Where he's flying around. Go, I'll get you, Zurg.
Nah, with the lasers and the guns. And I don't need the lasers. Okay. Back to this. So right after Fantasyland Theater, you head to Toontown Station. I find it so weird that it's Toontown Station.
Yeah.
I can't get over the fact that it's Toontown Station.
And you're not in Toontown?
You're not in Toontown. You have to get back in the Fantasyland to go underneath. And I know it's above Toontown.
Yeah.
But it's like themed like Toontown. You can't see it from Toontown.
That's an odd choice. That's an odd choice.
Why isn't it?
I think it's because it's too far from Fantasyland, like proper.
Oh, like inside the land?
Yeah, and it borders Toontown. So it's like...
Small World Station would be better, but they have like... They're all named after lands.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't like it. But I guess it's here to stay because Toontown is.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is where you can see like the luggage everywhere. Mm-hmm. The infamous fruit. This is going to be a post.
It is.
There's the fruit with... So Jeff put it in the Discord.
Yeah.
The fruit, which might be a some sort of green persimmon.
I think that's the best.
JD popped in.
Yeah.
Because of course he did. With the farm experience.
Yeah.
Because that might be a something persimmon, but that's a holly tree. And I'm like, this is more information than we've ever had.
Yeah.
Knows what kind of tree it is from the leaves. So we're going to figure that out. Smelled great.
The fruit. If you can eat it. Would you eat it?
I'd cut it before. I wouldn't bite into it. Okay. I'd cut it open first. See what happened.
Mm.
So, yeah, this is weird. I like this weird view of the gift shop and the water underneath and Matterhorn. It's a way different perspective than you ever get.
It is. It is.
Because otherwise, when you're at that point, you're sloped down and you can't get that view. But on the train, you see the Matterhorn from back here and like all the crowds and the shop and just everyone out there.
Yeah, it's almost like you're elevated over everyone, and it's a really cool view.
Yeah. And then you head down the route to Tomorrowland. So I think one of my favorite things on the train is riding through It's a Small World, especially during Christmas.
That's awesome.
You're behind the facade, but it's not, it looks less like the front. Like it doesn't look like you're not supposed to see it.
Yeah.
It does look like you're behind something, but it's still nice-ish. You do see some electrical boxes and whatever, but there's still like foliage back there and all that. And I just love that. And when it's all lit up,
it's even better. Yeah.
So because you're on the route to Tomorrowland, you see the weird Agri-Future billboard.
Is that a name?
Yeah, it's like the future.
Oh, that's what it says on the billboard.
Yeah,
that's
Agri-Future with the American Gothic painting with like weird technology in it.
Yeah.
And then like two Autopia cars just sitting there. The Agri-Future is just corn, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you kind of see Autopia coming into view. It goes in and out and whatever. And the monorail track gets like real low over there.
Yeah, it's close.
It's like right there, which is super cool. And you could smell Nemo because that's where the vents are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're on the monorail at that part, you can see stairs coming up from underground.
Can you really?
If you're...
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about now. Okay.
If you get on in downtown Disney and you face away from the loading platform, you see these stairs just come up from underground. And this is that area. You can kind of see the path, which is the little escape route. And yeah, the vents of the nice water.
Nice.
And this is where you totally see the berm in all its glory and the retaining wall underneath. And dude, when I was on the monorail, I heard some, it was just another version of Brandy's dad. Like, oh, look at that retaining wall over there. I was like, he was like so proud. He was like, that's a good retaining wall. It's holding all that back.
A lot of dirt.
Yeah. And I love that there's a little train crossing and there's cast members that have to wait for the train to go by sometimes.
I've gone through there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went through there once during the end of a late night parade. And Pinocchio and all the dancers that were around Pinocchio were just waiting there, watching us go by.
Yeah, and they're like still dancing, right?
Yeah.
Because they have to like be on time.
Yeah, and they were just like...
That's like behind the Small World gate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is like past that. There's a little like thing that goes basically to Catella or whatever's back there.
Yes. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think yours is more like the Agri-Future area.
That 100%.
Yeah.
Because I remember the billboard being right there.
Yeah.
And so there's like a little...
Yeah, that's right. There's a railroad crossing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, you got to wait for the train, buddy. Unlike Knott's where you're just like... No, they have a
thing. No, they have a big gate that they open and close every time.
It's so weird.
Yeah, I don't even know where that railroad goes. Does it go around the park?
I've never been on it.
I think it just stays there. I don't see it. You don't see it move.
No, they're like getting rid of it right now.
Oh, really?
And they're bringing it back. Knott's Railroad. Calico Railroad train ride. That's, it does not look that cool with these cowboys and everything. Whoa. There's a height thing. Okay. Home of turn of the century locomotive. 5/8 of a mile.
Oh, I guess you do.
Yeah. Around the park.
Okay.
A conductor will direct you to the seat. Huh. There's a lot of like requirements here. Yeah, they got a railroad, dude.
I did not know that.
I've always thought this Calico mine looked weird.
I like that ride a lot.
Dude, I haven't been in so long. People are always so surprised. I'm like,
because down the street.
I'm not. No, it's just like, you go to Disneyland. I'm like, yeah, I go to Disneyland a lot.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm not a theme park guy. Okay. So, that's about it for the route to Tomorrowland, right? It's cool. Yeah. I like it. I like going, you're backstage, but you're not completely backstage.
Yeah, you don't feel like you're not supposed to be there.
Yeah, but I wonder, what was this like when the park opened? Was it just more foliage?
I think they were less about having to hide stuff.
Really? Walt Disney?
I know.
But there was just less to hide.
Yeah.
There were no submarine vents, were there? Like,
yeah.
It was just, yeah, this is just dirt.
Probably. Yeah.
So, Tomorrowland Station. Underrated, I feel. It's got that really cool marquee that flips around and tells you all the different points in time you're going to go. Like, it's a time-traveling train. Shout out to Eduardo, who reminded us about that, because we hadn't been in so long. It is way back there. It's like Autopia bathrooms are on one side of Winter Circle, and on the left side of Winter Circle, to the right of the Autopia entrance, just a long walkway.
Well, it goes dimly back. Yeah.
Yeah, it goes way back there. Train station. We smelled the dankest weed I've ever smelled in my life.
Yeah, they were straight up smoking right there, dude. That's how little amount of people go back there.
Yeah. And it's got like the old orange and blue.
Yeah.
Tomorrowland 1997, what is it, 2057, whatever they wanted to call it, I don't know. And yeah, it was just, it's stuck in time, ironically, right? Which all of Tomorrowland is just stuck in time. But
it's, like we were saying, it's the least busiest.
Yeah, if you get on there, you kind of, you just have to do your own Grand Circle tour where you go past the Main Street Station.
It's kind of ironic, though, because I feel like that's the start of the quote-unquote dark ride that we're going on to. Like, well, you can get there and then go through Primeval World and stuff.
So I think this is the point. You start on Main Street, all right, which is like a point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to New Orleans. It says if you're going forward in time. And then Toontown, right? And then you go to Tomorrow. And then there has to be a transition between Tomorrow
And
Main Street.
And the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though you kind of go Grand Canyon, Primeval, but that's kind of what it's doing, where you're never going backwards until you hit the forwards.
Yeah.
Right? You don't go, if you started on Main Street and then went backwards and then jumped forwards, it would be weird.
Yeah.
But it's also because of where the buildings are and stuff. But I think that's kind of the point.
I think that, like you're saying, that's why that building was built there. Right?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know how smart they were.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we like to think there's reasons for everything. And sometimes it's just like,
there was space.
This is where it fit.
Yeah.
But let's talk about it. The route to Main Street, right? The dioramas. Walt Disney's famous dioramas, apparently. So we start in the Grand Canyon with just like the brum, 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 you know, like whatever.
With some new stuff going on in there, too.
The rainbows.
The rainbows, the kind of surprising loud thunder and lightning.
That's like towards the end, right? As it's transitioning.
Is it? It's by the goat. There's a goat right there. But that thing is loud. Every time it hits, it kind of like startles me a little bit.
Yeah, I think this is maybe as a kid. Is this like one of the scariest things in Disneyland?
It was. Yeah, heck yeah, dude.
Because after the Grand Canyon, which they say is like part of our world,
yeah,
we go back in time to the Primeval World. And first you see like the brontosauruses. They're just herbivores. They're eating plants out of a lake. And there's water in there.
Yeah.
And, dude, it's like foggy, which is also cool. And the fog just settles down there. And they're huge brontosauruses, or brontiosaurus, as some people say. And then you kind of get up. You see the pterodactyl. That's scary. It's right up in your face.
Yeah, the one that's just like flopping on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you see a T-Rex fighting a stegosaurus.
One of the coolest things, dude.
Really?
I loved that since I was a kid.
T-Rex is just kind of lame.
He is. Don't get me wrong. But seeing that as a kid, I'm like, they're getting down, dude. It's like, as a Land Before Time aficionado, dude. I was like.
So I think I told the story here once, but our good friend, Kayla Park, she had either never been on the railroad or never seen this, but I think she might have not been on the railroad. Mm. And a few of us were there. I'm like, let's get on the train. Chris, he's a little older than us. He was whatever about Disneyland, but he's like, one thing I always did as a kid was get on the train. Let's get on the train. Because we asked him, like, what do you want to do? Let's do the train. Like, heck yeah. Grab my Fanta. This is where this came from. We grabbed a big orange Fanta and a jalapeno pretzel, maybe some popcorn, got on the train. And we were on the forward facing. So the benches that don't face the dioramas. Mm-hmm. And we did the Grand Circle tour. So at the end, Kayla sees the dinosaurs and she's kind of sitting like on the left. Dude, she straight up like stood up and she was like jaw to the floor. Did not know that this existed.
Yeah.
Like it was like seeing a kid see it for the first time. Like it was such a like cool moment of like, you didn't know this was here. And I reckon that many people don't.
Yeah.
Right?
It's hidden. Is it part of the attraction list? No, right?
It might say it, but I don't know. It's in the list, it's just the Disneyland Railroad.
Yeah. 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 Okay.
Yeah. So she was like completely amazed. And it's like how you're describing your favorite part as a kid. It's like, she's just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like this is here. And yeah, they're roaring. And
I think there's something about us 90s kids and dinosaurs.
I never cared about dinosaurs.
No?
No.
I love dinosaurs. I didn't. "Quote unquote," play with them, but
my cousin did.
He had the dinos,
dude, the big ones and the little ones.
Yeah, but I like I said, I loved Land Before Time as a kid.
That was like when we were younger. Okay, I think before our time, the 80s, it was monster movies.
Yeah,
The Thing. I know The Thing is older than that, but like the newer The Thing.
John Carpenter's The Thing.
Yeah, that was 80s, right?
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing was really big, right?
Yeah.
And all those coming of age stuff and whatever, right? And
yeah, John Hughes movies.
Yeah. And then it was like dinosaurs.
It was Jurassic Park. When Jurassic Park came out, that was it, dude. Dinos everywhere. And that was 93.
Yeah. And then we got like zombies were 2000s.
Yeah.
Like huge. And then we just
everywhere.
Don't care about zombies now.
Yeah.
What are we at now? What's the thing? Just Marvel. It's just IP now.
It's IP, yeah. We're getting...
And I know there is like the Terminator sci-fi part too, but...
5 years from now, it's going to be anime adaptations.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Anime's mainstream.
It's
you're not weird for watching anime.
It's...
You are, but you're not.
You're weird if you're not watching the anime, you know?
I'll be weird. That's fine. What is... number one mainstream right now? My Hero was
right
big
now?
For a while.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
What the heck is that? That's not number one mainstream, right?
100% it's number one mainstream. Other than One Piece.
No, mainstream among anime fans or mainstream among regular people?
Everything. Across the board, Jujutsu Kaisen's huge.
What the heck is...
Never heard of it?
I've never heard this before.
It's the number one anime right now. Like, it's that... Well, right now, because...
One Piece is big.
It's huge.
I hear about One Piece randomly.
Demon Slayer.
That was big too.
It's because it's not going on right now. But Demon Slayer is probably the biggest thing right now, which I don't like at all.
But Dragon Ball was the it girl for so long.
For so long. Toonami, dude.
Dude, I just straight up watched Dragon Ball as a kid.
Me too.
Like me on too. VHS from Top 40 Video.
I would get it from VHS from the library.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They rent out games at the library, apparently.
Games?
Yeah, dude.
Really?
video games on disc.
Gotta have that PS5 disc. Use it for something.
I watched Tron in it once. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah, because it had all the special features on it.
Yeah.
And that's when I found out it doesn't play 3D Blu-rays. Yeah. And the PSVR 2 doesn't play 3D movies. Because I was going to download it. I'm like, come on. I never got to see it in 3D. I did once on the PSVR 1 and it looked like garbage because that screen was garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Back to the T-Rex and the Stegosaurus from Tron. I love the lava effect.
Yeah. Great effect.
It's just rollers.
Yeah.
And it works. And it's so cool. It's behind the Stegosaurus. Mm-hmm. It's like just flowing lava.
Sometimes, I think it was an Imagineering story behind the attraction, one of them. Sometimes all it takes is a sheet. Waving a sheet.
And this is a little more than that.
Right. But
yeah.
That is some effect on something. On pirates? The fire?
Oh, yeah.
One of the Imagineers explained that the way that he figured it out was he turned off the light, put on a light, you know, a flashlight facing him, and just went like this. He's like, fire.
Yeah. Right.
And it worked.
We're in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is just, it's just like a lumpy roller, and it looks like lava, and it's really cool. But, dude, it is swampy in there, and I feel like you feel it.
Do you?
Through the glass. It's a little musty.
It is. It does get a little murky.
Yeah. And did you point it out where they tell everyone to shut off the lights because of the glass?
I might have, yeah.
The kids with lightsabers and they're like, please shut them off. Didn't they get mad at someone?
They did. Because I think it was the big area in the back. It was like she had her scooter and it was just completely full of lights and the lights were on. I'm like, bro, come on.
No, and they had other stuff and there was like the bubble one, but the dad was like, hey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it reflects off the glass. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a cool little thing that, yeah, it definitely creeped me out as a kid a little bit.
It did.
I think.
It did.
Yeah. But it's such a uniquely, like, nerdy Disneyland thing. Not like, oh, you have to be a nerd to like it, but, like, the way in which Disneyland is weird. Like, hey, here's this tribute to Abraham Lincoln, right? Why? Because.
And here's a tribute to the Grand Canyon and dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a railroad.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's just what it is. And it's super cool. So after this, you pull right back into Main Street. You see the entrance to Disneyland come through and you're like, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good feeling because it's a very fulfilling experience.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, I was going to like really go through this, but I'm like, you're just seeing Disneyland.
Yeah. Right? And a lot of people are like, oh, let's take the train to save time.
No.
Never saves time.
That's not what it's for.
No. You get on there and enjoy the sights. It's the, what do they call it? The long road?
The scenic route.
The scenic route.
Embark on a relaxing 18-minute scenic journey.
Yeah. It's the scenic route of Disneyland.
Yeah. And you can hop off at some point. Yeah, I recommend Tomorrowland and Tomorrowland. So this was our pro gamer move here. The parade was about to start. So we went on at Tomorrowland Station, went through all of Disneyland, avoided the parade. And I think as it was coming up or whatever, hop on the monorail and you could leave.
So 100%.
That's what we did. So, yeah, we had a lot of fun last time we were on. I tried to get on last time, but it was so busy. The thing is, if the park is busy, a lot of people ride the train. Like, if there are a lot of ticket people, it's a ticket holder ride.
Because
people are like, I got to go on the train.
Yeah.
Like, the old people want it. The kids love trains, dude.
Yeah.
I said shout out to River. He's turning four. He's all in on trains, construction equipment, and dinosaurs.
Mm.
Like, the three things. And I think there was a, it said men really turn three and turn one of these into their personality. That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
I was high into it.
Man, that's
three.
That's true.
What was your?
I was a Power Ranger kid.
Yeah, that was. We had a
Power Rangers Pokemon.
What was before that though? Three.
Power Rangers was three for me.
Really?
Because my second birthday, a Power Ranger came to my birthday party.
Whoa! Yeah. I never did the characters at the birthday party thing.
Yeah,
I've never liked characters.
Me either. But you know what? Maybe this is the explanation, because the Blue Ranger came and I said, "That's not him." That's not Billy, bro. This guy was fat. And he had a hole in his butt. Get out of here. I'm like, where's Billy?
Sour Ranger, huh?
Yeah.
Jeez. I'm sorry. That's not Billy. Power Ranger would never come here. He has more important business to attend to.
Exactly.
All right. So, yeah. The train is, it's like the, it's the spine of Disneyland. It's the backbone. It's what holds the whole thing together. You ride along the berm for the most part. You go around the whole park. It's Walt's original thing. Like, the Disneyland Railroad is an institution.
It is.
It's really what one of the things that makes Disneyland Disneyland. And we don't actually have any tribute to the railroad here.
Yeah, we do. All aboard.
Oh, we do have them.
Yeah.
All aboard the Disneyland Railroad. And that's like the poster for it. I saw it at Main Street Station. Yeah, we'll count that. That's for sure. What are you looking at?
No, I'm just thinking. I feel like it's the closest thing we have to my favorite People Mover.
Hmm.
Right?
What's their railroad like?
Disney World?
Mm-hmm.
No clue. I don't think I've ever been on it.
Huh. Well, if you ever get stuck in Magic Kingdom again.
Yeah, then I'll go.
Maybe another After Dark.
I think it wasn't running during After Dark.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but I don't think it was
running. That's a lot of staff, all the stations and the train. And multiple trains.
Yeah.
Maybe next time. Yeah. So I think, do you have anything else to say about the railroad? No, you got to ride it.
You got to ride it.
You got to ride it and check it off your list. Like, just remember to ride it.
Yeah, just
hop on it tomorrow.
Relax, get on it. Just take it in.
Get your snack.
Yeah.
It's snack time on the train. That's for sure. What would be your number one train?
Popcorn.
Yeah.
As much as I don't really care for the popcorn on a train, just popping it in, you know, as it's going, it's a vibe, dude.
I could do a pretzel.
Mm.
Not the jalapeno.
Yeah.
We did that one. It's too much.
Just regular.
You get some on you. You got the I don't want a napkin.
Yeah.
Right? I could do a Mickey pretzel. A little salt. That's for sure. So, yeah, that's that is our Big Thunder topic. So, of this as your final stop.
Thanks for traveling with us today.
Thanks for traveling with us today. And we hope you have a happy and memorable visit to the Disneyland Resort. Please lower your head, watch your step, and exit to the driver's right-hand side only.